In the U.S., rallies continue in Brooklyn, New York, to condemn police brutality.
Whose streets are streets? Whose streets are streets? Whose streets are streets? Our streets! Our streets! Our streets!
Well, this was the sixth night protesters took to the streets to show their anger over the death of a teenager shot dead by police on the 9th of March. A candlelight vigil was also held last week in memory of the victim, Kimani Gray. The 16-year-old was shot by undercover agents. Police say there's no evidence the officers acted improperly. They claim Gray had been brandishing a weapon before being shot. Police also say Gray had an arrest record over theft charges. Gray's parents and friends are both sad and angry over his death and say he was victimized and brutalized by the NYPD.
Our street! He was shot in the back. So I wanted to let you know we're out here to tell the community and the neighbors we're here for you. If you know what happened, don't be afraid to say what happened. Kimani Gray, I did not know you, but your story affected me in so many different ways. I took a vow to myself when I heard about you to come out here and come out here every night because you was victimized, you was brutalized, you was terrorized by the NYPD.
Well, joining us now from New York is human rights attorney Roger Wareham. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, on trial in the streets of Brooklyn right now is the police and its conduct. However, what we saw taking place in Brooklyn was a suspension of the constitutional rights of the citizens and giving the police more power to continue with the brutal tactics that they usually employ. What do you make of that?
I make the fact that it's not unprecedented that the city has, as you said, suspended constitutional rights. That part of East Flatbush is almost like an armed camp. It's and what happened to Kimani Gray is not an exception. Unfortunately, it's becoming more and more the pattern. Tomorrow, this trial is supposed to start on Tuesday in the Bronx, of an officer who murdered a young black man in the Bronx last year, Ramali Graham, who followed him into his house. He was following him down the street. Ramali Graham went into his house, closed the door. The police rushed in, went upstairs, and he was in the bathroom, and they shot him to death. And now there's a trial that's beginning only because people were out in the streets demanding and protesting and saying that something had to be done. Similarly with Kimani Gray, the police position is that they have done nothing wrong, that their story, which is completely a fabrication from what other witnesses have said, that a 16-year-old who realized that they were police pointed a gun at them, and then they shot him seven times, four times in the back. So what this represents for New York City is what a phenomenon that's growing across the country in terms of the country becoming more and more a police state, that the police are considered right, the citizenry is considered wrong, and when you exercise what is supposed to be your First Amendment right to protest, you are treated as if you've committed a crime.
Indeed, and very quickly, if you can, during the peak of the Occupy movement protests, we saw the police brutality up and center, also racism that has been institutionalized within the police force was seen during the death of Trayvon Martin, an African-American teenager, and no action was taken against his assailant. Now, why isn't this public discourse, though, changing into concrete actions on the ground where we're seeing actual actions being taken on the part of government officials to basically reform the police forces?
Because this society is not prepared to deal with the fundamental problem of institutionalized racism. Racism has infected this society since its beginning. It was the rationale that was developed to justify the enslavement of Africans. It's continued to this day because it brings economic benefits to the 0.1% who own and control everything in this country. And they're not prepared to deal with that. So the only time there is even anything resembling a discourse on the racism that led to the death of Kimani Gray and Romali Graham and Trayvon Martin is when people are out in the streets protesting, when there's a threat to property, when there's a disruption of business as usual, is the only time when society is prepared to try and make some sort of change and reform. If there's not enough civil unrest, they won't make any change.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Human rights attorney Roger Wareham joining us there on the line from New York. Many thanks indeed, sir, for your comments here on Press TV.